It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
Doing okay yourself?
Got what you and everybody else seem to have these days.
Yeah, whole run of the office is getting it, I think.
What do we just call it? The gunk?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called. This is not much fun. Kendall, could you possibly slide any further away from me here at the table? I think he's pretty well immune to that stuff by now. Kendall Warren's in with us as we get going here this morning. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got a used two-door refrigerator, top freezer, cool water dispenser in very good condition, a couple of bottom freezer refrigerators, 21 cubic foot, one of them with a new compressor, used microwave hood combination, got in a used washer, top load washer and dryer in very good condition, some used gas and electric clothes dryers, two used two-door refrigerators with top freezers, two older chest freezers. They all both work good and fully guaranteed. A couple of used electric ranges, one used automatic washer by Maytag in very good condition. Used front load washers and dryers, have two sets of those. They're both in good condition. These are new freezers, chest and upright, got most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. I have available from 25 cubic foot down to 5 cubic foot. And, of course, they're available for quick delivery or pickup. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Amana, freestanding on display, full line of built-in cooking appliances such as range hoods, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, cooktops, and built-in ovens are available in special order. Water softeners by Luxury, a Iowa company. Free test of water for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. And my wife and I have been out walking the last several days in the evenings and late afternoon hours. And, you know, the one thing you can walk around and you can kind of visit and stare at the sidewalk in front of you, or you can pay attention to kind of what's going on out there in front of you. And just happened to notice as we're walking around here the other day just how dramatic a lot of the leaf changing has been here, especially in the last week or so in our area. I ran across, even just here in town, just walking around, just a few trees that were just such incredibly bright oranges and reds and things, and really pretty landscape this time of the year. 4-H'ers, take note. If you're going to do photography projects for fair next year, get your cameras out now. Now's a good time to be out taking some really nice photographs. And, you know, with the as good as quality as you can get anymore with a lot of those digital cameras and things, boy, you can almost take some really neat photos to blow up and put in your home and things too in some areas. Some of the colors are just so neat. Some folks do like to get out and hop in the car this time of the year and do some driving and find some great places to go, but I know up in northeast Iowa, into Wisconsin and some of those places, of course, you can get a little bit more dramatic than that too. Some folks like to hop on a plane and go up into the northeast part of the country, up into Maine and those kind of places to see some of the dramatic leaf-changing activity that goes on this time of the year. But, you know, quite frankly, you don't have to go all that far to see a lot of neat colors here in the area. There's a lot of speculation and folklore that's all associated with a lot of the spectacular color changes that we often see in autumn, especially in the hardwood forest. But one theory has to do with warm, sunny days and cool nights. Another is based on the changes in the length of the days as fall approaches. And some say it can also be related to soil acidity or even a tree's location on the slope. And others say that it's related to the frost or even the existence of wood elves. Never seen those. All these ideas, of course, except the latter, are true to some extent, but according to the Iowa DNR, they say a common misconception about leaf change is that the leaves are dying. Well, the development of fall colors is actually an active process, and trees must be alive to undergo the change in color and to drop their leaves. Trees which are killed during the growing season don't undergo the color change. Their leaves simply dry up, and they don't even fall from the tree. And we could go into the basic sixth grade science lesson about how the leaves change colors and things, but I think we're all pretty familiar with how that works. But there are some things that do, in fact, affect the changing of the leaves. Some of the different leaves have different levels of pigment in them, and that's one of the reasons why they change different types of colors depending upon the different varieties. Some of them will turn reds or yellows or oranges, different things like that. But the fall weather also does have an effect on some of that as well. The weather throughout the fall season actually has much to do with the development of fall color in the trees. They say the cool night temperatures destroy the chlorophyll quickly, but below freezing temperatures inhibit the production of red pigments. The brightest displays of color occur when we have an early fall of bright sunny days and then cool nights. Sound familiar? Now, the brightest displays these are excellent conditions for those displays because the development of red pigments especially is good at this time. Cloudy days and warm nights will produce less brilliant colors because the chlorophyll breaks down slowly and then the red pigments are not formed quickly enough. Dry weather causes a greater buildup of sugars in the leaves and that enhances the production of the red pigments. Sound familiar? Sounds like we're having a pretty good fall for leaf watching these days. A windy, rainy weather, that all can cause a number of leaves to fall prematurely, and that lessens the intensity of the display as well. And a killing frost will destroy the leaf cells, and the coloration process will not function effectively in that way. Now, oftentimes folks will ask, when is the best time to get out and check out those colors? When do those colors peak? Well, they actually put up a simple map on the Iowa DNR website, but it lists the peak fall colors occurring in northeast Iowa on average closest to the weekend of October the 10th. So that, of course, has already passed. The peak fall colors occur later in the more southern parts of the state, though, and it kind of all depends on, as we said, the weather conditions and some of those factors that are involved in making them change. Perhaps the most important thing about fall color is to make sure you have time to enjoy it. But really, for if you take and divide the state into thirds, the uppermost portion of the state being a third, the middle portion of the state being a third, and then the southernmost portion of the state, and when I say southernmost, I mean right around I-80 and anything further south. They list the southernmost portion of the state as the second through fourth weeks of October being the best time to check out a lot of that coloration that goes on. So if you're a leaf watcher and you enjoy getting out and taking a look at all the different brilliant colors, we're actually right smack in the middle of that best time right now. And as we mentioned, as far as the weather goes, conditions couldn't be more perfect for this type of thing this time of the year. So if you're hoping to get out and take a look around at some of those different colors, then this is a good time to do it, and this actually is a good part of the state to do it in right now, here in the latter part of October. Now, when you're looking out at some of those different trees out there, checking out some of those leaves, the walnuts usually turn yellow in the fall, one of the first to turn and drop their leaves, and they're one of the last to leaf out in the spring as well. The red oak trees, they're brilliant red leaves in the fall, and their color probably not quite as intense as some hard maples, but very bright red. The white oaks have a subdued red color of leaves in the fall, and then they turn brown, and often they'll stay on the tree until the new leaves start to grow in the spring and push them out of the way. The bur oaks tend to buff to yellow, and they turn brown before they fall. The hickory trees, their leaves will turn yellow and then brown before they fall. The ash trees, leaves will turn yellow, but some have a purplish cast, and the leaves fall after walnut, but earlier than oaks and maples. You probably don't see a lot of ashes around these days. Elms, with the elm trees, the leaves will turn yellow. Some will turn brown before they fall, but others will fall while they're still yellow. The soft maples have yellowish leaves when they turn. They don't turn brown before they fall. The hard maples are brilliant red hues. The red pigmentation of some of the leaves breaks down before they fall, but they'll have some brilliant red coloring. If you are looking for those, they're pretty easy to pick out. The sumacs are redder than and anything, but often they're overlooked because it is a small tree that's usually confined to openings and edges. And then there's a tree called the Virginia creeper, and that also is bright red and has very spectacular looks when it grows on some of those dead snags, but bright red colors out there this fall. So if you were looking to go out and enjoy some of the changing of the season, as far as the fall colors, you're actually in luck right now because for about another week or so, this is still going to be the best part of the state as far as timing goes to check that out. And we've just had ideal weather conditions this year for that type of activity as well. So get out and enjoy lots of neat state parks, lots of county parks, lots of neat places just along the roadsides to take a look. And you don't have to drive very far to check a lot of that stuff out. So make sure you enjoy some of the great colors around us here this fall. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of dishwashers, portable or convertible, portable and built-in. We offer KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, Frigidaire, and of course, we do deliver them, and we install and take care of the service after the sale if needed. Lots of refrigerators in stock, top freezer models, bottom freezer models, side-by-sides, French door with the bottom freezers, with or without dispensers. Got some excellent values on some side-by-sides also, some French door models. And, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Lots of washers and dryers by Maytag, Whirlpool, LG, Amana, Speed Queen, and Estate. Good selections of top-load models, front-load models with matching gas or electric dryers. Do have some closeouts on some front-load washers. I have two red ones and one black one and one Speed Queen washer that are marked way down. And, of course, we do deliver, install, and, of course, take care of the service after the sale. Might again mention Speed Queen washers and dryers that are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year, 100% parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. Stop and see us at W&S, Pots On, and try to do it today. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. So lots of time to enjoy some of that fall foliage. Hope you get a chance to get out and take a look at some of the great colors this time of the year brings here in our part of the state. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.